Podcast Network, along with some other pretty amazing shows like An Evening at the Movies, Crime Rewind, Crushgasm, Literature Reapers, Love is Black, Men Are the Prize, Season to Season, The Simplest, and Toontastic Journeys. You can find all of these podcasts and more at IDNMTRpodcastnetwork.com. Now remember, Masturbators is filmed before a live social media audience, and it's a mature show that talks about mature things. It's not kid-friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you. Have a good day.
Hello. Hello. And hello. My name is DeAndre Robson, and this is the I Did Not Make the Rankings Podcast Network Drafts. And this was going to be a very interesting one. I'm just going to let you know right now. We will see if we have any friends left after this. And well, I don't know. All right, though. These are my friends.
For now.
Start with Kendra. Kendra, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Excited to be here. Let's go. I'm sleepy.
All right, Casey.
Hi, I'm Casey. I'm very happy to be here. Also, I would like to introduce myself as the recently I won a amazing t-shirt from the Backlook Cinema podcast. So check out their show. It's amazing. I will be guesting on their show at the end of April, talking about one of my all-time favorite Stephen King movies as well. So check that out. I'll keep everybody updated as when that's coming. But I'm happy to be here. I'm ready to get this shit on the road. So Shanna, speak.
Oh, okay.
Well, excuse
Shanna,
me?
Shanna, nice in a nice way. Shanna's on.
Bark, bark. I'm Shanna. I am really excited about this week's drafts. I am familiar with one subject, but not the other. So I'm definitely anxious to see how this all plays out.
All right. Harvey.
Hey. This should be interesting. I love you all. I just want to say that first. Hey, we're cool. It's a random Tuesday. And like Monica said in a song, don't take it personal.
See, that's like when somebody says, no offense, but with all due respect, it's in the Geneva Convention.
We got a hi, Mom, and a hi to you too, Amanda, from Jody.
Hi. That's my little one.
Hi, Jody.
All right, Amanda's on you.
Mine doesn't have internet access right now, so she can't say hi. Hello, I am Amanda, host of The Sip List, co-host of An Evening at the Movies and Literature Reapers. And yeah, I'm excited to be here. And mine aren't really mean, so hopefully nobody hates me.
All right, and Josh.
Hey, what up, everybody? It's your boy J-Time, a.k.a. Josh. Look, I already know I'm not going to win this first draft. I'm too damn nice. I struggle with this a little bit, but I'm going to have fun anyways. So bring it.
All right. So with that being said, everybody talk about the first draft. We are going to do the first draft. And the first draft, we're calling the warning labels. Harvey, you want to talk about this?
Okay. So the topic is, I think you just said it, warning labels. Basically, you know, you buy something, clothes, and there's a tag on it. How to wash it, how to dry, blah, blah, blah. But I think it would be interesting for everybody here to have their own particular label. So if I were telling somebody, you know, I was warning somebody, oh, you about to meet, this is what you need to know. So warning labels, we're adults. Let's have some fun. Yay. And everybody in the network is getting one of these, which means it's 9 people in total, right? Is that what I'm saying?
9 people in total. Okay. So every round is going to be somebody's name. That's going to be the warning label. The order is Kendra, Casey, Shannon, Harvey, myself, Amanda, and Josh. Then, like always, round 2 is snake style, so it goes backwards. So Josh, Amanda, myself, Harvey, Shannon, Casey, Kendra. Kendra, are you ready?
Yeah.
Also, you got to do yourself as well. So I hope you're going to do that as well. So you got to do yourself as well. So, Kendra, it's on you. You got to do Amanda. Hold on. Before you do that.
Oh, right. God. I'm ready.
I said just breaks easily.
Sorry. She has a thing on now.
Not a lie.
So yeah.
All right. Okay.
Proceed Casey. With caution.
All right, Casey.
I will state the other obvious. We'll blow everything in the world off for free Taylor Swift tickets.
Wait, what?
We'll blow everything in the world
off. We'll blow everything in the world off for free Taylor Swift tickets.
That's fair.
All right, Shanna.
Wow, I am feeling a little bit guilty now.
Go for it. It's all right.
Mine says insert batteries carefully to avoid damage to toy.
Yeah, touching me at all, you just need to be careful. I mean, look.
All right, Harvey.
I said most likely to curl up with a good book and a pumpkin latte.
I could see that.
True.
I can't do pumpkin lattes, though, because they remind me of the time I ate potpourri. I was a little fat kid, and I thought that people had really nice trail mix on the back of their toilet. And
How many handfuls you eat before you realized it was potpourri?
I don't remember. More than I should have, because I had explosive diarrhea.
Oh. Explosive.
Oh, all right. So,
doesn't smell good coming out, I guess.
No.
So Zoe, me and for Amanda, I got warning. She be crip walking. There you go. All right, Amanda on Amanda.
I have bubble wrap recommended with purchase.
Story.
And Josh.
I have warning, classy but trashy.
Ooh. I mean, it's not true.
All right. So we got break easily, we'll blow everything off until the source tickets, insert batteries carefully. Would like to curl up with a good book. She be quick walking, bubble wrap recommended, and classy but trashy. Good job, Amanda.
Thanks, guys.
All right. So next is Cam, but she's not here, so obviously, but she knows this is coming. I talked to her multiple times. So Josh, go to Cam.
All right, so real talk, I had to have CJ help me with this, so I'm gonna give credit where credit's due. And for Cam, I have warning, we'll back you in a fight, but won't be there on time to help.
That's great.
All right, Amanda.
Mine says comes with non-optional perpetually beeping smoke alarm. Or smoke detector, I guess. Yeah.
What's the
order? I really thought I wasn't going to get that.
How did we go from J-time to
I'm supposed to be next. I'm just still
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I know the list. It doesn't matter.
All right, cool. All right. Yeah.
All right, it's on me, and this is my surprise. Uh-oh. Warning, bun in the oven.
Oh. Ooh.
She shouldn't allow me to say that, and I told her I will.
Wow.
Cam is with child.
Yay.
Another idea.
I've seen the ultrasounds and all that kind of good shit. That's the reason why she has been here. So yeah, Cam's with child. So that's
another new member of the network.
She is going to
that's Cam.
She's gonna come. She's gonna come soon. She's gonna come back soon. But she's still taking some time for herself. So
we'll
do that. All them cruises, I guess, caught up with
them. Yeah. So
some bartender is really unhappy right now.
So warning, bun in the oven. All right, Harvey's on you.
Congrats, Cam.
Yes.
So I feel with this news, I don't know. Okay. all right. So for Cam.
Ken, you didn't hear it.
I know. I will go with don't trust the big button to smile.
Good one.
Love you, Cam.
Right after that, I said
that's all a right. life lesson. You never touch a big button to smile.
Ever. That's so true.
Only touch big tits and smile. I thought that's my
yeah, that's fine. That's fine. My ass is so big because that's where all my rage goes. So
rage. Right. Shannon's on you.
Mine says replacement filters must be purchased separately.
Okay.
Like filters, like the way she talks, or like filters, like the way she
has no filter.
Okay, so, like, got it.
Once the factory filter is gone, it's gone. Like
it's a free for all.
Yep.
Casey.
I've got will slap a hoe if provoked.
will slap a hoe if provoked. I feel like she don't need to be provoked.
Yeah, maybe not.
I feel like just pull up on her.
Well, I mean, Dre does like to poke that sleeping bear whenever he picks a Harry Potter. You did, mm-hmm.
Kendra.
We'll rant about family matters. That's a red flag.
I'm talking about Laura Winslow.
Happy birthday to me that week.
All right, so we're back in the fight, but won't be on time. Comes with beeping smoke alarm. I've got with the rest of it, so you got that. One in the oven. Don't touch the big button to smile. Replacement filter must be done separately. We'll slap a hoe if it provoked it, and we'll rant about family matters. All right, Kendra, CJ.
Okay. can be confused for a milk jug.
That's a good one.
Oh, and she says it so innocently. It's like she's so sweet. You can't imagine she's saying something so mean.
All right, Casey.
Always enchanted by Delores' pinky toe.
like the touch by the angel? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, watch Harlem Nights.
That's right. Oh, that's a completely different person.
You guys, real quick, I saw a TikTok today of a girl reviewing Beyonce's new, well, she was replying to a video, but anyway, talk about Beyonce's album, and she's like, you know, if you don't like Beyonce or whatever, it's fine. I'm not going to shoot you in your pinky toe. I went to the comments, and nobody said anything. I was like, I might be the only one that got that, but I see what you did there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Shannon.
Not suitable for children under 5.
Shit.
That's for real.
That's the fucking truth.
Whole reason we had to go non-PG with Toontastic.
I mean, yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's just not for children.
Yeah. All right, Harvey.
CJ. Let's see. You know what's fun about being sober? Nothing.
All right.
Well, it's on me. I got something similar. Warning, it's 5 o'clock everywhere.
Yes.
Only on Thursdays. Like,
he's got a bun too. Oh my God.
Oh my God. That'd be funny.
Amanda.
For CJ, I have good taste in horror films sold separately. Huh. He knows.
I knew that was coming.
He knows.
That's the truth.
All right. And Josh.
Ear protection needed.
I actually screwed up. I gave you guys the wrong one. Can I change mine or is that a no?
Yeah. What's up?
Mine for CJ is use 3-point contact when climbing on and off equipment.
What's 3-point contact?
You have to have 2 hands and 1 foot.
Oh, yeah.
When you're climbing onto it.
All right.
Or so climbing CJ, off of him.
Either one.
Can be confused for milk dud. Always enchanted by Delores' pinky toe. Use 3-point contact when climbing on off equipment. You know You know what's fun about being sober? Nothing. It's 5 o'clock everywhere. Good taste in horror films sold separately, and air protection needed. All right, now it's on me. All right, Josh, what?
Caution, smoke magnet.
Okay.
Do you always want the smoke?
I do, always. All right, Amanda.
Well, I don't know what to do here because mine is requires all the smoke.
So see, you did what I did, but better. No, keep it.
No, keep it.
Okay,
all right. Unless you want to change it. So yeah.
I don't have a backup, so I'll stick with that. Unless everybody else said that too.
Mine is DeAndre's up and I want the smoke. So yeah.
Clearly, we all know you very well.
All right, Harvey, for you.
Okay, warning. Only believe him if he says God's honest truth.
Even then, it's probably not a smart idea.
That means he's lying.
I really hope not. All right, Shannon.
I literally went out and found actual like warning labels. Oh. So Dre, I'm Love really it. Sorry. Yours is not for rectal use.
Wow.
Agreed.
That's fucking funny as hell.
Damn. Good one.
I got, we'll wake up, roll over, and we'll record a podcast without warning.
True story. Mm-hmm. Several times a day. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Because any of us that are recorded with Ray knows good and how well that he has said, I literally roll over, turn the computer on, and I'm good to go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I will wear slides to your wedding.
I will. All right, so we got smoke magnet requires all the smoke. I want the smoke. Only believe when he says God on his truth, not for record use. We'll wake up, roll over, and quarter without warning, and we'll wear slides to wedding. All right, next person is Harvey. Kendra, you're first.
Expiration date is near.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
I'm so glad I got that one first.
I knew Kendra was coming hard.
That was glorious.
Oh, that is beautiful right there. That is funny as hell.
My hardest one is for Harvey. No, wait, right. Casey, then Harvey. Right.
Well, Casey's on you for Harvey.
Love you, Casey.
We'll beg, borrow, and steal for votes.
Wow. 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 Wow.
I can okay. even pull himself out.
Am I lying?
Okay.
Am I lying?
I don't know if I would
Hashtag
beg.
Don't vote for Harvey.
I won't beg. I will borrow from you and steal.
What is that last second hashtag vote for Harvey at the end of every episode? Sounds like begging to me.
Actually, it's like campaigning. Is campaigning begging the same thing?
I like campaigning. Yeah.
I think they're the same thing. Vigorous
campaigning. Mm-hmm. Vigorous fan campaigning.
One sounds classy, one sounds desperate. That's the only difference. Yeah.
All right. Shanna.
Harvey, I love you. But that forehead is looking real shiny, so I put direct exposure to sunlight may ignite surface.
Wow. Wow. Thank you very much.
That's great.
All right. Harvey on Harvey.
I put, in case of emergency, play Hall & Oates.
Yeah.
Juan Oates.
Juan Oates. Juan Oates.
It's one of the best things Kendra ever said.
It's one of so many good ones.
I listened to that like 10 straight times a few days ago. It was funny. I laughed and oh, it was wonderful.
Well, I mean, that was good, but I mean, still, expiration date coming soon. Yeah, is almost better than one.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Sweet little voice is always full of zingers.
Jody's laughing at the forehead jokes.
Just now. To be fair, we don't know where his hairline was.
Shit.
Oh, wait, I do see it. That is
like, yeah. Well,
George would call that an eight head.
So, going off the head thing, I'm sorry, Harvey, but warning, reflection from dawn will blind you.
I mean, if this is as bad as it gets, I'm fine.
The round is still young.
I know.
Amanda.
Okay. Maybe mine's not that bad. Activia and Depends sold separately.
Nice.
If you buy the Activia, you need the Depends. That stuff just goes right through.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta stay regular if you want to be happy.
Damn right.
All right. Last but not least, Josh.
Warning, may fall and not get back up.
So, Josh, you know what's funny? My original one was Activia and Life Alert sold separately.
Great minds.
I'm so glad you got that.
So the expiration date is near, which is fucking hilarious, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
Will beg, borrow, and steal for votes. Direct exposure to sunlight may expose. I forgot what she says. You know, the last one.
Direct exposure to sunlight may ignite surface.
May ignite surface.
If you guys will just send these to me, I would appreciate it, please. Absolutely. So I word them correctly.
Yes, please. In case of emergency, play a hollow nose. Reflection from the dome will blind you. Activity depends so separately, and may fall and not get back up. Good job, Harvey.
Thank you.
Next. Josh.
Thank you.
Josh on Josh.
Movie judgment not included.
Nice.
Amanda.
Okay. I am sorry because, Josh, I don't know you that well, and I wish I did because I would love to have something better, but mine is... cartoons on constant rotation required.
That works.
That works. That's good one. Mm-hmm. I ain't mad at it.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's on me. I went pretty simple. Nerd alert. Warning. Nerd alert.
Nerd alert.
It's okay, Josh. We smell our own. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. It's true. It's true, though.
Mm-hmm. Harvey.
What did I do? Okay, warning. To piss off. Confuse Star Wars with Star Trek.
Nice.
All right, and Shanna.
Here I am coming in with literal warnings again. equipment may stop and start automatically.
Oh, okay. What? That is literal. I like that.
That's what she said. All
right, and Casey.
So mine kind of sort of enhances Dre's, but you can add it together with Dre's to make goes from zero to nerd in 0.005 seconds.
Nice.
Nice.
That's good.
All right. And Shem, me a case. Kendra, one of the keys.
I just had, is a Trekkie. That's a warning.
That's definitely a warning, guys. All right, so we got movie judgment not included, cartoon on constant rotation, nerd alert to piss off confused Star Wars with Star Trek, equipment may stop and start automatically, goes from zero to nerd real quick, and it's a Trekkie. Good job, Josh. All right, next is Casey. All right, Kendra.
Warning, hasn't recognized pop culture since 1989.
I'm redoing yours right now. While after I do mine for me, I'm freaking redoing yours. Oh. Hey, Bex.
Casey on Casey.
Well, I went weak on me. procrastinator extraordinaire.
Shanna.
Protective equipment required.
Is it just actual label?
I know. I love
it. I did. I was like, I scoured the internet. I had so much fun.
All right, Harvey.
Oh, it's my boy here, Casey. Warning, won't be happy until Cody finishes his story. That's a wrestling reference, by the way, people.
Larry is
5 days.
Too.
5 days.
Finally, 5 days.
All right. It's on me. Warning on a 2-minute delay.
Oh, that's the best one.
All right. Amanda.
Casey, I need a solemn promise that you will not hold this against me. No, my God, you have to hear it. Come on.
Just do it, buddy.
Warning, will spring a leak upon the mention of the Oklahoma City Thunder.
See, that was good, right?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, here after the new media deal is done and we get our damn basketball team back, I'll gladly forget about that. Crap.
Good
number
job.
Number one in the Western good Conference, thing. My dude. Sit on this.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh, good.
Yeah, when was the last time they won the Western Conference?
We don't need to talk about basketball,
Josh.
You definitely don't need to talk about it with me. Well, the Blazers. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
So for Casey, I have hostile when losing.
Hostile when losing.
Ooh. I'm not going to lie. Because it's true.
Jibby, jab, jab, jab.
All right. Well, so more recently than you. Well, not necessarily more recently, but it's more true. Often.
All right. So we have, he hasn't recognized
popcorn. More often than you do.
Okay.
Procrastinator extraordinaire, protective equipment required, won't be happy until Cody finishes the story. Warning, 2-minute delay. Warning, will spring a leak for the Thunder. And hostile will lose him. Good job, Casey. Next is Kendra.
Ooh.
B. All right. So, Josh, Kendra.
Verbally hazardous.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Did that wrong. Sorry. All right, Amanda.
Okay, mine for Kendra is actually a real warning label. Keep out of reach of small children.
Oh, I feel like there's a whole district that ignored that label, isn't it?
Right? At their own peril, I believe.
It's on me. Warning. And this is just simple as hell, because warning, explicit content. Like, no matter what this is going to happen.
We just go. And it's always on the sly, like when she's just quite like, bitch. That was so funny.
All right, Harvey.
I have two of them, but they're essentially both, they're the same thing. Let's go with warning, mixed girl drama.
No, we do have our drama.
All right, Shanna.
Mine is similar to Amanda's. It's the one I accidentally gave for CJ. Not suitable for children under 5.
Now it makes sense.
Yeah,
now
yeah. I was distracted by a dog.
It happens to the best of us.
All right, Casey.
We'll throw a teammate and an old fogey under the bus for her own personal enjoyment.
Just a regular Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. All right. And Kendra and Kendra.
I just went with a real one. Cares more about fictional characters than real people.
Mm-hmm. Who doesn't?
Mm-hmm. All right. So we have verbally hazardous. Keep out of reach of small children. Puts the content, mixed girl drama, not suitable for children under 5. We'll throw teammate and old people under the bus and care more about fictional than real people. Good job, Kendra. And last but not least, we got one more. Shanna.
Woo-hoo!
Catch you first.
Lives in Iowa.
Damn.
Damn.
Wow.
That's fair.
I knew.
She knows.
And
that,
I
do
know. Kendra just won the fucking draft.
Yeah, yeah. That's the sickest bird of the night.
Right? I thought the expiration date thing was fire.
Right. Casey's on you.
I'm fucked. Expiration date, fucking mine, fucking Shanna's now. Jesus Christ. I'm going to be Captain Obvious and just state the real thing. We'll speak freely with zero fucking filter.
True choice. Your haircut's cute, by the way.
Thank you.
All right, Shanna on Shanna.
Again, with another real one. Alarm sounds when back door is opened.
Oh, my God. Oh my goodness. All right, Harvey's on you.
Okay. I found like three of them. Like one of them was just, I'm not doing it. I wouldn't feel comfortable.
That's the one I want.
No,
right?
I went into this bed. I'm looking for stuff. I'm like, we're gonna say, and then I was watching West Wing, and then I fell into MS, and then I fell into some bad MS jokes, and I'm not doing it.
Like, he's no. Tripping himself.
Do
no,
it.
No. Okay,
do
let's
it.
No.
Do
I'll
it.
I'll tell you do another it. Time. I didn't even write it down, but I remember. For Shanna, don't open that box. That's where she keeps her souvenir of dead people.
Just that's their true. Teeth. You have to keep the teeth for recognition.
I do have teeth.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Hopefully other, just your daughter's.
Other people's teeth?
Not well, my own.
Okay. So that goes on to what I'm going to say. Warning, friendly witch on board.
Yep.
All right, Amanda.
All right. I went with warning. FUPA may cause suffocation.
Wow.
It's a FUPA cabra.
FUPA cabra.
FUPA cabra.
All right. And Josh.
Parental guidance required.
Definitely.
Yeah. Can you even imagine that someone gave me a child to raise?
I mean,
it flabbergasts me.
Hey, you at least took good care of her. She might be a, you know, sweary sailor or something, but hey.
No, she's honestly the most innocent being I've ever met in my life.
Well, she just said that. Yeah. You have D&D characters steal tea for you.
That's true.
That is a great idea. I had a D&D character that was like one of those perverted anime monks, and he used to steal panties from bar maidens.
All right, so. Shannon lives in Iowa, which simple but hilarious as fuck, by the way. We'll speak freely with zero filters. Alarm sounds when back door opens. Don't open that box. That's where the dead people are. Friendly witch on board. Warning, football cost suffocation and parental guidance required. Good job, everybody.
What?
That was
nice. Yeah, that was
great. Oh, man. Okay. Yeah, that was good. All right. So, before we go into the future, you must go into the past. I want to thank Amanda for doing the graphics for these so people can vote.
Yeah. Amanda, good job.
Thanks.
Four slogans. It was third place was the tie with Harvey and Amanda. Second was me. And first by a lot was Shanna.
Woo-hoo.
And for 90s R&B. Third place was Josh. Second place was Casey. And first place was Shanna.
Nice. I have no clue how I got third place.
Me too.
What we call a double team.
I mean, I did a lot of research, but.
Harvey, we had a conversation. We know who's voting.
Yeah. I was like, can I get in the top three?
I knew my Aaliyah pick was going to get some people, but.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, go for it.
I thought I had it.
So, Shanna, tell what we're doing next week.
So the first topic for drafts is going to be our best made or best as seen on TV products.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be like, you know, for those late night infomercials and stuff that we all grew up with, except Kendra. Yeah.
I got my number one.
I'm older than Dre.
Yes. I'm the youngest person here. All right. And then what else, Shannon?
The other one is going to be movies that we want to see remade, but with Muppets.
Yes. I had a fun time doing that today. You got true.
I mean, all movies.
Yeah.
I never have a long list of shit, but this is my first time having more long list of shit. I got to rank them to see what I want to do, but oh my goodness.
So then all we have to do is just name the movie, right?
Yep.
That's it? Okay.
All right.
That's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Every movie would be so much better.
Yeah.
All right. So we are about to do women anime characters. Josh, you want to explain that?
Yeah, so I'm taking the network out of their comfort zones because not all of you are into anime. And we are doing the five best female anime characters.
Explain more so everybody knows.
So if you don't know what anime is a Japanese style of animation. However, it's now been adopted by a lot of different countries. And there's all kinds of genres, all kinds of styles, and they tend to have some pretty badass female protagonists and characters, and so we're going to be figuring out which ones are our favorites and which ones we think are the best.
And the things that we can and cannot do?
So I took away the manga requirement.
You did?
Yeah, I put that in the chat a while ago.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I got to listen more. Listen anyway. All right.
Yeah, I mean, they need to be an anime character, but I'm just going to, in good faith, trust you. And if you name something really out of pocket, we'll call you on it.
All right.
I mean, so, you'll call people on it. Don't say we.
I will too. Trust me.
Yeah. All right. Dre watches anime.
I do. Lots of it, actually. That is true. All right. So, yes, this is my wheelhouse. Howard, though, I'm not going to lie. For our voters, I'm not sure if I can go deep diving. So that's what it is. However, though, here this goes, and ironically, this goes me, Amanda, Kendra, Josh, Harvey, Casey, Shanna. Round two, Snake Style, Shanna, Casey, Harvey, Josh, Kendra, Amanda, me. Dre, are you ready? Yes, I'm ready. just take that off the board.
High five.
Take that off the board. I'm going to Sailor Moon here.
Okay. Take off the board.
You know how many planets there are, bitch?
And what show is she from?
She's from Sailor Moon from Sailor Moon.
Excellent.
All right, man, it's on you.
All right. You're going to skip a little. All right. This is my daughter, Abby, and she is my proxy for this pick. So, all right. Dre took Sailor Moon.
All right. So, who I'm going to choose first, and please laugh at this, Rhea's Grimory. Do any of you know who that is?
Damn it. Nope. Took one of my picks.
One of first.
What are you doing watching High School DxD?
Oh, no, I was like, is that anime porn?
Maybe.
Not quite, but
I mean
don't blow up her spot there, Josh.
It's a good show though. They got good stories, good fights.
He's legally an adult.
Yeah. Abby's 18 makes me, right?
Okay.
Yeah, yes. So I mean she I can't just know you.
She told me there's titties, but the storyline's good.
Hey, it was on my list. It's a good show.
The titties are good, I guess. Right?
Oh, they're amazing.
Animated, should there really be bad titties?
Yes.
No. Oh, yes. I mean, if you can't.
Yeah, all titties are valid.
Oh,
all titties valid.
Shopping mall, right? Not all titties are valid.
All right, kiddies, are you?
I'm going to go with Poison Ivy from Batman Ninja, which I saw as a Batman anime. It was on Wikipedia.
Right. I mean, that's a loophole. Good job.
Okay. Josh, on you.
All right. I'm going with Nezuko from Demon Slayer.
I hate your face.
Damn it.
Right in your face.
Oh, Demon Slayer. That's the other one I know. Okay.
All right. Harvey.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not gonna pronounce these right, and I'm gonna try.
That's all right.
Yeah. Let's go with. I just love some of these names. I think they're awesome. Let's go with Mikasa Ackerman from Attack on Titan.
Damn it, Harvey!
God damn it,
wait, man!
What was her name?
Mikasa.
Mikasa Ackerman, Attack on Titan.
Not Mikasa.
No.
No. Right. Damn it! That was my next pick.
Casey.
Literally, I wouldn't have gotten back to you, Josh, because that was like the one on my website that I had next to mine. So fuck you, Harvey.
Wow.
asshole. So next in line on the website that I have is Violet Evgarden from Violet Evgarden.
May have to start making some stuff up here. Round three.
Googling like,
yeah.
Compton Musaki.
As an independent black anime writer in Inglewood.
All right. And Shannon.
All right. So, like Amanda, I called my daughter in for assistance. So, I am based off of her recommendations. So her first pick was Yor Forger from Spy X Family.
Shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my list is getting torn apart here.
That's same. Okay. Same.
I'm glad we're Harvey deep. And I have the same freaking website.
I called her ringer. I called her
Google because that's what everybody else did. This is my Google.
Hey, not everybody else. My list was off the top of my dome.
Tell when the network is Googling something because, like, you put it in the search and it pops up right away. I'm like, how are you Googling this?
All right. So I'm not going to say, I'm not going to go over the list because I'm going to fuck these names up. So respect of the names, I'm not going to go over the list again. So we'll go to round two. Shannon's on you.
I'm going with Ezra Scarlet from Fairy Tail. Urza.
Mm-hmm. I knew Scarlet was going to make it far in this. Took her off my list because of that.
All right, Casey.
Shinobu Kocho from Demon Slayer.
Wait, did Shannon pick two?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I missed it somehow.
All right, Harvey.
Oh, what to pick? Only because I wanted a little diversity in my group. I'm going with Yoriuchi Shihuin from Bleach. Mm. She's a black girl.
Oh, Bleach is such a good anime. Oh my God.
Really? Mm-hmm. Sweet! Yeah!
That's a good pick.
Yes!
Josh,
on you. I'm going with Miyu Ferengi from Kenichi, Earth's Mightiest Disciple.
Yeah. I lost you after you said the first name.
All right, Kendra.
I'm from Powerpuff Girls Z, the anime, Rolling Bubbles. That's the one. Powerpuff Girls Z.
You know what, Kendra? When I made my whole comment about not doing the Powerpuff Girls, I was like, man, I hope none of them find our Powerpuff Girls C. And sure enough, you did.
If anybody was going to find it, it was
Kendra. It was going to be Kendra. Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, Amanda and Proxy.
It's your turn. Oh, okay. I'm going to go with Toka Kirishima from Tokyo Ghoul.
Nice.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus, you all are speaking Greek to me.
It's on me.
I mean, I at least know Tokyo Ghoul because of her, but
I love Tokyo Ghoul. It's my favorite anime and manga, even though I'm still collecting it, but still.
There's so many freaking vowels being thrown at me at one time.
All right, then let me go simple for you. I should have picked this number one, but Sailor Moon will probably give it a win, hopefully. So, I am going to go Lucy Offaly, my favorite anime of all time. It was only one season, but it's so fucking good. All right. So we're going to round three.
Wait, what was the show?
Lucy Alphenlee.
Oh, that's not it. Okay.
Oh, he's
going
to know now.
So, we're going to round three. It's on me again. We're going to go simple again. I'm going to go Misty Pokemon.
I mean, that's fair. Mm-hmm.
All right,
it's our turn again.
And it has a manga. I read it too. I read the article with Josh. All right, Kendra, it's on you.
No, it's on me.
No.
It's on Abby.
Okay, am I good to go?
Yeah.
Okay, so this one might be like weird because this also counts as a video game, but it's also an anime. Danganronpa, Junko Inoshima.
I've seen the anime. I'm from. Actually, really good anime.
Casey's head's about to explode.
God.
I've you, never need heard more, you need Spoken more cultural one, diversity in your life, Casey.
Yeah.
No, the fuck I don't.
Yeah. Hey, most of them have really good dubs now, too, so you don't even have to read the subtitles.
All right. Now, Kendra, sorry.
I'm going to go from Mutant Turtles, Chojin Densetsu, Hin, April O'Neil.
Oh, I didn't even know there was a Turtles anime. April, what a good choice.
It's a cartoon, but okay.
Oh. Anime. Says it
no.
was an anime.
That's anime.
Look, there's pretty much an anime version of every American cartoon. My hope is that our voters won't vote for the ones that they can see aren't popular anime.
Your hope
Josh,
is
none of our voters know anime.
I'm hoping for Snapchat. Snapchat's been solid lately.
Snapchat has been solid. Snapchat's also Mr. Black, so just letting you know that right now. So, you can hope all you want, but I'm not going to say it's going
to
happen.
Not to mention, a lot more people like anime than people realize, because Black folks love anime.
Mm-hmm.
Black folks care about anime. Yeah, that would sound true.
Is there
my brother loves anime.
Yeah, not all Black folks. If
a good them. Deal though. Like all the Black, I think all the anime crushes I've had on my show have been Black people.
It used to be something we hid a little bit, but now that you know, it's cool to be a nerd. You know, people let the nerds fly.
I'm just saying,
you know, they'd be wearing their Dragon Ball durag.
Where I'm from, a lot of Black people like anime. Just me personally. Me, I loved it. So I was an outcast. I'm going to be a nerd where I'm from, but not a lot of people that way. Just saying. All right, Josh, so you.
All right, so I am going with Asuna from Sword Art Online.
Oh, I wrote her down, didn't I?
Damn you. I actually had that, but I don't know anything about the show.
Okay. Great show. You ought to check it out.
That surprises me, Harvey.
Harvey's on you.
Okay. I'm gonna go. I feel like I missed what some people said, but I don't know. Maybe we'll see if somebody pick it. How about Hinata Hyuga from Naruto?
That's good.
That's a great choice, Harvey.
Good pick.
She was in my backup list, but she was on it.
Oh, okay.
All right. Casey.
So, I feel like there's been way too many vowels spoken lately, so I'm going to go with something easy to pronounce and hope that it hasn't been picked yet, because I don't remember everything that's been picked, and I'm not trying to freaking process everything through my immense brain, but I'm going to go with Power from Chainsaw Man.
Okay.
Ooh, Chainsaw Man is good, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, there you go.
Nice.
All right. And Shanna.
I'm going to go with Maka Albarn from Soul Eater.
Oh, Soul Eater's so good.
Soul Eater, that would be the anime that's about your life in general?
That's Shanna's autobiography.
Hey, I know a lot of women and men actually that could take souls.
Okay.
Harvey knows what I'm talking about.
I understood. Yeah. There's a minor around somewhere. I'm not responding.
She's over 18. I can say
it's fine. Yeah. All right. Exactly.
Shannon, round four.
Round four, I'm taking Himiko Toga from My Hero Academia. Himiko. I don't
know. I know that one too. My Hero Academia.
Yeah.
Casey.
All right. Let's go a little bit hard to pronounce. Let's go with Toka Kirishima from Tokyo Ghoul.
Yeah, that's already been picked.
Yeah, we picked that one, sorry.
Whoops. Rin Toshaka, Tosaka from Fate Stay Night.
Okay.
I'm anime just so I can learn Japanese. It's such
you know what we really should have done with this one? We should have had Jay just not even vote. And we all pick them. And then you pick the winning list or something. Just
no.
to be
right. Nah.
I just think it would have been interesting. You know
only
what
I mean? Only because I want to win. And
Well, and I ain't going to lie. I'm very biased towards certain anime.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, it wouldn't be fair.
Okay, that's
fair. For that, I'll have to go deep cut. No, I don't want to go deep cut.
Okay.
All right. Harvey's on you.
Is it me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did somebody say Tamaki Kotatsu? From Fire Force?
Nope.
Okay, then I'm going to go with Tamaki Kotatsu from Fire Force.
Tamaki.
Tamaki.
All right, Josh.
I'm going with Noelle Silva from Black Clover.
Oh, Black Clover, so good.
Oh, I love Black Clover.
That's all what's
right.
up.
Now you two mm-hmm. need to be pen pals or something.
Apparently.
Kendra.
I'm gonna go Satsuki Kusakabe from My Neighbor Totoro.
I honestly, Kendra, thought you were going to go with way more people from Studio Ghibli.
Okay. With that being said,
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and take Lucy Harpelia from Fairy Tail because I know she's a popular character. Also, she's really hot. So there you go.
All right. It's on me. Like I said, let's go simple for everyone. Let's go Android 18 from Dragon Ball Z. Again, I'm doing this for I'm trying to get the win. I'm not gonna lie to you. So, I'm going very simple. So Android 18, Dragon Ball Z.
You're going for shows people recognize. I hear you.
I say, damn right. and also let me go with round five. Round five starts again. I'm gonna go Mia Valentine, Yu-Gi-Oh!
Again. All right. Yumeko Jibami from Kakiguri.
Okay.
It's a gambling anime. An anime where people gamble. Right.
Do you know that one, Dre?
Oh, yeah. No. Okay. I know of the show. I haven't watched it.
Abby talks about that one a lot.
All right. Kendra's on you.
I'm a Kiki from Kiki's Delivery Service.
That's easy. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
What does she deliver?
I don't know. It sounds like she's an entrepreneur. That's cool.
You would probably really like all the Studio Ghibli films. You should check them out. They're all on Max.
Oh. All
right. Josh.
I am going with Raftalia from Rising of the Shield Hero.
That sounds like an 80s cartoon.
Bet you it's awesome. With an amazing soundtrack.
I mean, anime music is great. I got a whole playlist.
By One Note.
By One Note.
Anime is not playing no One Note.
Actually, you'd be surprised. A lot of them reuse old school songs and American songs for some of their endings, especially JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Right.
Oh, that's
the
sweatshirt you have, isn't it?
Yeah,
this is
from.
Harvey.
So we can use more than one character from a show, right? Have we been?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, I'm shocked nobody's used more Sailor Scouts.
I don't know. I have Usagi from Sailor Moon. Can I use that?
No, wait. I have to look it up because I think Usagi is Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon has a manga.
No, but is Sailor Moon Usagi or are they separate characters?
That's what I'm looking at right now because it's been a minute since I watched it.
What do you mean you haven't seen it?
Abby would know.
Let's see.
You mean of Sailor Moon?
Yeah, I have a Sailor Moon manga.
Okay. Where is the cast? There it is. Usagi is Sailor Moon.
Okay. All right. That's good. All right. So we won't use her. She's there already. How about... is that Akami GA Kill from Akami?
Yeah, nobody's used that.
All right.
Speak it, Harvey.
Yeah.
Casey.
I'm going to go with Tatsumaki from One Punch Man.
That's actually a really good fucking pick, actually.
Okay. Woo! Yay! I'm done. I've picked up five. I'm so happy.
All right. Shannon.
My last pick is going to be Yuno Gasai.
It's not last pick.
Yuno Gasai from The Future Diary.
Oh, we're doing a bench, so we got one more. That's right.
I thought we were only doing five.
Yeah, I said five. Just so we had more time since we were doing nine people. But if y'all want to do a bench, I'm down with it.
Oh, hell yeah, I want to do a bench. I didn't know you don't know a bench. I scouted for a bench.
Bastard.
I'm gonna have to powwow.
All right, so... Bitch, Shanna.
Lucy Hurtfelia.
Done.
Okay.
we're conversing.
Plus, it's fun to hear y'all say these names.
Pull up your list.
I'm my boss.
That's all I can actually say properly.
Okay.
Hang on. Mm-hmm. We got this. Hang on.
Okay.
Oh, well, watch Bad Boys 2 for the first time. Guys, why?
Yeah. How do you, I tried to tell you. I
get you.
Y'all don't like Bad Boys 2?
I love Bad Boys 2.
Next thing you're going to tell me is y'all don't like Bad Boys 3.
Okay, didn't watch that.
They both great.
It's not bad. It's not Aquaman. It's not
Shira Fujimoto from Blue Access.
Okay.
Ooh.
Bad Boys 2 is the best one.
It is. It's got all the good action.
Martin Lawrence carries the movie.
He always carries
Martin Lawrence carries all the movies.
Okay. Casey.
Sorry.
Shira Fujimoto from Blue Exorcist.
We got you, Shira.
Sorry.
Okay, so I'm going to hope that this one hasn't been picked yet, but Conan from Naruto Shippuden.
Okay. All right.
Again, too many vowels.
Harvey.
Only because I think I like the name of the show. I think the name is Ais Wallenstein. Is it wrong to pick up girls in a dungeon? I think that's hilarious. I think that's hilarious as a name, but
that is hilarious. All right, so what's the name again?
The name is AIS, and then Wallenstein, WALLENSTEIN.
All right, Josh.
Since we're doing bench, I'm just going to go with one of my other favorite characters and not try to win. I'm going with Bulma Breeze from Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball Super.
All right, Kendra.
Cool.
I'm going to go Pokemon, but I'm going to go Jesse from Team Rocket. Superior girly.
All right.
They had an awesome ending.
They're always right.
Amanda.
Yeah. Oh, me? Yeah, my turn.
Pick it. She holding a choke?
All right, I'm going to go with Makima. I don't know how to pronounce her name. Makima from Chainsaw Man.
Okay.
I really don't remember where she's from.
These names are interesting.
I don't remember. Okay. I've only known her
Do you know that one, Josh?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it Chainsaw Man or My Hero Academia?
Oh, no, I don't know. No, Makima's from Chainsaw Man.
Okay. Yep. All right, cool. All
right. And I am going to go Kefla, Dragon Ball Super. That's what I'm going to go. All right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Good job.
Real talk. You guys all did a really good job.
Thank you.
You guys all picked strong characters.
Yeah. I want everyone to send Amanda their picks, though, because...
Yeah, I'm already making my list to send to you.
I fucked it all up, so I'm just sending that right now. I just wrote it down to make sure that nobody said a copy of anything. So, but send Amanda all the every pick. All right? Listen, I'm not going to lie. That's why I tell them to do it now, Amanda, so they can give it to you.
Yeah, please.
Okay. This vote's going to be so interesting. I'm going to be so interested to see what people pick. They're going to pick the stuff that they know, which means it's going to be, three of you guys have a choice. Yeah.
Well, I'll make sure Abby votes, so she'll vote for a good list.
I will. Trust me.
Okay. All right. With that being said, I want to thank everybody for doing this. Amanda, thank you again for doing the graphics. And Shannon, want to say we're doing next week again?
We are doing favorite as seen on TV products and movies we want to see remade, but with Muppets.
Okay. With that being said, let's say our goodbyes, starting with... Hey, look
up. Oh, hey, what's up, everybody? I was trying to send you my list, Amanda. I'm sorry. What's up, everybody? It's J-Time, a.k.a. Josh. Hope you guys had a good time listening to us today. Check out Toontastic Journeys podcast. We just dropped a new episode on Sunday. We were a little late due to technical difficulties, but we're talking about Steven Universe. And then check us out on Friday with the Season to Season podcast, as well as the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network Masturbators Bracket Review Show.
Okay. Next is...
Hey, I am Amanda, the host of the Sip List. This is my daughter, Abby, and I would like to... thank her for being my proxy on this anime thing. Thank you very much. We just wrapped up our celebration of Women's History Month, so go check out those episodes. There were some really good ones. Coming up this week, we will have top 5 most relatable Taylor Swift songs with Wine Time with a Gay and a Gal, so stay tuned for that. And the rest of April is up for grabs. I think we're going to do some book themed things. So yeah, just stay tuned and check it out. And thank you.
Thank you, Proxy.
Thank you. Hello, I'm Kendra, host of Crushgasm. Next week, Shanna will be coming through to talk about Pedro Pascal, so that's exciting. And then I'm thinking about doing a I Love the 2000s series, so stay tuned on that one. And check me out on Life's But a Song, talking about Beauty and the Beast, and Backlook Cinema, talking about Hercules. Apparently, I talk about Disney a lot. And you can go to crushgasmpodcast.com for that, and go to kendrawritestuff.com, where you can find all my articles, which this month, what am I writing about? Our favorite fictional aliens and fictional homes that you want to live in, and how you can make the world a better place, because it is Earth Day this month. So yes. Okay. Oh, and I encourage everyone to go outside and pick up some trash this month. I've been doing it around my neighborhood, and actually like really good exercise, and it makes your streets look better. So everyone just take a bag on your walk, some gloves, pick up some trash, do the world a favor.
So God is truth. I don't know what's different between the East Coast and West Coast, but the East Coast, the streets are dumpster. It is what it is. I mean, that's trash.
Like New York? Yeah.
I was working out here. I looked for trash on the floor. There's none.
Portland is very clean.
Yeah, it is. No trash.
Have you been downtown?
It was a
very... I don't live downtown.
Honey, I lived in L.A., honey.
Compared to L.A.
I lived in Philly.
New York, yeah.
So, I mean, I've been to the outskirts, even northeast and in North Portland. I didn't see any trash. I rarely see any trash.
I will say Portland is the one city where if you litter, you will get cussed out. And if you're mean to a dog, you'll probably get beaten.
If you jaywalk, you get cursed out. I jaywalked there in Seaside one time, and Emily's cousin scold me for about 2 minutes.
All right. So, Kendra, I do that too, and I'm so glad you do. Anytime I'm out anywhere and I see trash, I pick it up.
She's been like, come on, guys. The world's dumpster fire. Make it a little less.
One more question, Kendra, and via Shanna. Shanna, you talk about Pedro. Are you talking about Pedro and Game of Thrones? Because he did some a lot of things that I would love
to. He can get it in any way he wants.
All right, thanks, Kendra.
Hi, I'm Casey, co-host of An Evening at the Movies, co-host of the soon-to-be-returning Literature Reapers. Now that I have a permanent work schedule and I can properly figure out when is going to be the best time to record, we will be recording said returning episode of Literature Reapers for you, where we will be talking about the Ballad of
Songbirds and Snakes.
And also, we are continuing through movies that everybody should see once in their lifetime on An Evening at the Movies. So this week, as in tomorrow, we will be discussing Lost in Translation and the Clerk. The original Clerks. And then next week will be a hopeful, if we can get it recorded, two-part episode on A Few Good Men with somebody's father. So
okay.
Check that out as well. I am excited to actually get him on and pick his brain about some of the things.
We're going to get the military inside information.
What we can get that isn't classified. But definitely lots of fun. And again, as always, hashtag do not vote for Josh, do not vote for Harvey.
Okay, so I got a question for you, Casey. Who the hell picked Lost in Translation?
Yes. Lisa from what I...
The former I had heard was...
What I had heard was...
I'm not saying it's a bad movie at all. It's a little weird, especially at the end, but I don't know if it's one of the I would classify as a movie that... Well, I think all movies you should see once. So, but like, it's not been on the top of my list. Me personally.
Yeah, Lost in Translation is good.
It's definitely not bad.
But if I'm just saying, a movie that I should watch once before anything else, Lost in Translation is not going to be the top of the list at all. Me personally.
We talked about it, and we definitely came to the understanding that it's not a movie for everybody, but. It's not a horrible movie per se, so, and I needed a spot on the schedule to throw it in, so we just threw it in with movies that everybody should see once in their life.
Okay. All right.
All right. Next is.
Hi. Hey, Casey, do you have a spot? I have another movie. A movie just thought of. That would be good for this month, but let's finish this off first.
What would that be?
Rushmore.
Yes,
it is I absolutely love Rushmore. I had to cross state lines to find that movie to watch it. I lived in Jersey and I had to go into New York to see it, and I loved it. It's one of my favorites. So if you want to do that, I'll talk about that anytime. It's absolutely my favorite.
That's a great pick.
Yes. With that said, Harvey here, host of Men Are the Prize, the podcast, every Saturday, 6 a.m., a different conversation with a man as we're talking about men's mental health, suicide prevention, the serious topics, conversation, just talking, stuff that we men need to do. So every week it's a different guest, and it's been a great season, and it continues. I am co-host of Love is Black, the podcast with the hot wife, Carice. We are writing the Black love story. We've been on an unexpected hiatus. It's been a little while. We're going to get back to it soon. But it's fun. And of course, this podcast, this time is fun to do, hanging out with you guys, as I always mention. This is my release. This is the less serious business of life that I get to do on here. So I enjoy this very much. And I'm done trying to pronounce stuff that I can't.
we're back to English next week.
Yes, thank you.
And as we just, you know how I talk about men's mental health. For me, my mental health, what helps me is when people vote for my picks.
You can get straight up.
You know what, Hardy?
That was hilarious. That was great.
That was fantastic. Yeah.
That was fucking that's just fucked up, but that's fantastic.
That would be like me saying, vote for me. I have MS.
You should try it.
He's what I got.
Diabetes. All right. With that being said, next week. Oh my goodness. That was fantastic. Damn, that's a Which one is it? Which one of him get his face smashed in Game of Thrones?
This is my blanket that Larry absolutely loves. I always tell him, go get daddy, and he goes and gets the blanket.
Where's Mando?
This is just all his face. Like all of his face.
You ain't got him with the helmet?
No, but...
Because it's covering his face.
You have him with his face smashed.
Lay his face on your Koopa.
Yeah. I groomed myself with it. I am Shanna. I am co-host of the returning Literature Reapers, where we're going to talk about a really great book that was also made into a movie, the prequel to The Hunger Games. So I'm super excited about that. So yeah, definitely check it out. And thank you for joining us every Tuesday, because we love you guys and it's so much fun.
All right, listen, I want to thank the crew right here that for everything. I mean, it's just like Harvey said, not to be back with Harvey said, but this is mentally one of the best highlights of my week, to have fun, laugh, joke, hear what the fucked up shit Kendra says, all that kind of shit. So
with that sweet little mouth.
I do think the people in networks that went on the screen and listening to, and also the two people that are not here dealing with work and life. All right,
congrats Cam
too, for the new bundle of joy coming.
Congrats, Cam.
Coming in August, actually, end of August.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, so for masturbators, if you're listening live or watching live, we are literally in the final four of the Nick Cage bracket on Twitter.
Raising Arizona.
Fuck that movie. And I'm glad it's losing right now. Jesus Christ, I'm glad it's losing right now. It's all so right. Good. It's so not good. Good.
Yeah, it is. Fantastic movie.
It's fucking hard.
It's going to be National Treasure or Face Off. That's my pick.
National Treasure is losing too.
It's probably going to be Con Air.
Watched that. That movie is so dumb.
It's actually Con Air versus
Con Air's not in there, is it?
Yeah, no, it's Con Air versus The Rock.
Oh, damn. Oh, that's a damn messed up matchup. I love both those movies.
It's kind of so. When I gave the final four, I it was fast. It was like 6 hours before it ended, and then people from Conair just voted. So it just
put the money back in the box.
So it's National Treasure versus Raising Arizona, and Conair versus The Rock. And as of right now, National Treasure and The Rock are going to be in the finals.
I wonder if Face Off was in there.
Nope, Face Off lost to Conair.
Boo.
Which is terrible. Hey, people, there's still time. Go vote for Raising Arizona.
Don't listen to that bullshit you're saying.
Vote for Raising Arizona.
Don't listen to that bullshit they're saying. Listen, so anyway, as right now, we are doing, we started the cartoons, 104 cartoons of all time. Cartoons of all time, not cartoon movies, but cartoons of all time. Which we have cartoons from the 2010s, 2000s, 90s, and old people like Harvey. So please vote for, and please keep voting. Thank you for all the votes. Thank you for listening. Thank you for voting for everything, watching the network, and love you. And we are out.
Vote for Harvey!